Starting July 15th, millions of American families will get an injection of cash into their bank accounts. It is the new enhanced child tax credit, part of the American Rescue Plan, which President Biden signed in March to help with pandemic relief. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So how much is that new credit and who qualifies?
Well, the government increased the amount from $2,000, which is where it was, up to $3,600 for anyone who has kids under age 6, $3,000 for other children who are between 6 and 17 years old. And in terms of who qualifies, well, obviously you have to have a kid, but, you know, the kid might be born later this year, so it's till December 31st of this year. You've got to make below certain threshold amounts, $75,000 or less if you're single, $150,000 or less if you're married filing jointly, $112,500 or less if you're filing as head of household. And there's a little squish room. Another $20,000 of income will allow you to get some part of the credit, not the whole thing.
All right. Well, clearly lawmakers, when they passed this months ago, they were trying to give American families an injection of cash at this precarious time. But, you know, the economy is now revving back up again. Do you think that the need is still there, especially for some of those higher income families?
Well, I guess for the higher income families, maybe not. But remember that this tax credit is going to lift millions of Americans. And, you know, I've seen a lot of different numbers, but it's just an enormous number, tens of millions of people up out of this precarious situation, many of whom would be on poverty levels. So I think that this was the best that they could do, knowing what they knew back in March, right? They were trying to pass a law in anticipation of what would happen. So, you know, indeed, some of the wealthier folks who might be able to claim parts of the credit, they may not need it. But I think for most, the vast majority of people who are getting it, they certainly can use a tax credit for their kids.
And just briefly, to be clear, you don't have to do much of anything to get this credit, right? It just shows up in your account if you filed taxes last year?
Yes, exactly. The IRS has a bunch of information based on 2019 or 2020 federal income tax returns. So about, I think, 36, 39 million households got letters saying, hey, we think from the IRS, Uncle Sam says, hey, we think you're due for this. I will say that if your income is different, your address is different, your bank account is different, your number of kids has changed since then, there is a really neat tool on the IRS website, irs.gov. It's called the Child Tax Credit Update Portal. So you'd want to update information there.
And just before I let you go, the reason we're talking about this now is that today is the last day to opt out of the credit. You could just opt out. But why would anyone want to do that?
Well, I mean, first of all, there's a lot of people who are making more money this year than they did last year. And so while the IRS might think you're entitled to it, you may not. You may know already I'm making more money. I won't be entitled to this. The IRS has an unenrolled tool. So if you don't want to owe the money back to Uncle Sam when you file next spring, you may want to unenroll. If you're not sure, just unenroll, because if you do actually qualify, you can get it when you file next spring.
I see. That is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Thank you very much.
Take care.